All right, picture this. You're standing in Times Square, New York, but it's not your average night. It's completely transformed, like a high-octane F1 grid, all set up for the world premiere of F1, the movie. The energy's buzzing, stars everywhere. And then onto this unique carpet steps, the English actress Sarah Niles. Now, you probably know her best, right? Dr. Sharon Fieldstone, the brilliant psychologist from Ted Lasso. Here she's playing Bernadette in the F1 film. She's the mother of Damson Idris' character. And then she turns up wearing something so unexpected, so like undeniably jaw-dropping, that headlines were basically asking, what could possibly shock fans at this kind of premiere?
And that right there, that's our jumping off point for today's deep dive. We're not just, recapping celebrity fashion here. We're unpacking a specific moment that, maybe surprisingly, tells us a lot about current fashion trends. Things like material innovation and how sport, movies, and style are all kind of colliding in really interesting ways. So our mission really is to pull out those key knowledge nuggets from the sources you sent over. We want to understand not just what she wore, but why it might signal something bigger happening in fashion right now.
Yeah, and it wasn't even a red carpet, was it? Which that alone kind of set a different mood immediately. This F1 movie premiere, they deliberately chose a gray carpet right there in Times Square. And it was specifically meant to look like the tarmac of a racetrack, so it instantly gave off this unique, high energy, almost industrial vibe. It just felt different.
It really did.
Yeah.
And Sarah Niles' outfit choice, it felt completely intentional within that setting. Playing Bernadette, she's obviously a key part of this F1 story. And the sources described her look as totally on brand and perfect for the high-octane filled sport. So it wasn't just throwing on a fancy dress. It felt like a very deliberate connection to the movie's whole theme, like she was almost part of the set design.
Okay, so let's unpack this incredible look then, because rubber ensemble definitely got my attention. This wasn't just any old thing, right? It was designed by Atsuko Kudo Latex, and the sources specifically call them out as a celebrity favorite.
Exactly. A big name in that world. And the outfit itself, it was really striking. It was a full-length skirt, but it had this sort of mid-length train and a really dramatic thigh-high slit, super high. And that was paired with a boned corset. The sources think it was probably the Eden corset top from their line. Now, the technical side of this, which is pretty cool, is the carefully constructed steel boning inside that corset. That's what gives it all its structure. It creates this really stunning silhouette. It let Niles just ooze elegant style and class, as one source put it. So it's not just the latex itself, it's the like architectural skill behind it that made it work so well.
Wow, steel boning and latex. It sounds incredibly intricate. Does that kind of technical precision, using a material like latex, does that show a shift? Like, are fashion houses taking these maybe unconventional fabrics more seriously now, moving beyond just novelty towards real craftsmanship?
Oh, absolutely. I think it really speaks to a kind of maturity in how these materials are being handled. They're not just being used for, shock value anymore. Or not only for that, now they're being sculpted, engineered, treated with the same kind of respect you'd give silk or wool. They're aiming for very specific structural results, specific aesthetic outcomes. It's much more sophisticated.
And people definitely noticed. Niles herself posted about the phenomenal latex ensemble on her Instagram, and apparently it even got a special mention from the presenter Hannah Berner during an interview on the F1 movie's YouTube channel. So yeah, people were talking, and it sounds like for all the right reasons too.
Exactly. And this is where it gets, I think, really fascinating. Because Sarah Niles' look, yeah, it was impactful, but it's not some isolated thing happening in a vacuum. It actually connects to a much bigger story that's unfolding in the fashion world. And our sources, especially Latex 25247, they're basically like mapping this whole shift. You could think of them as a dedicated hub, keeping a pulse on everything shiny, celebrity looks, designer stuff, general latex fashion news. And when you just glance at their recent content, the headlines alone tell you a lot. You see stuff like latex fashion explodes, hottest trends for 2025 revealed. So, okay, this isn't just a blip. They're calling it an explosion into the mainstream. They're also highlighting how versatile it is now. There's an article called Dawn Till Dusk in Latex, The Ultimate Style Versatility, which suggests, it's not just for evenings or specific scenes anymore. And then you get these really personal, almost surprising angles, like a piece titled, I Wear Latex Every Day, and I Feel Like a Superhero. That touch on confidence, comfort, self-expression, things you might not immediately link with latex.
But maybe the biggest sign of this crossover appeal. Adidas US launching a women's latex athleisure line. They're reimagining classic designs with a bold new material. That's huge. Latex moving into sportswear.
Wow, latex and athleisure. That feels like a massive jump, doesn't it? What are the like the practical hurdles there, or even just the perception issues? I mean, for a brand like Adidas to make that work, because let's be honest, for a lot of people, the first thought with latex isn't exactly workout comfort or breathability.
That's a really great point.
Yeah.
They're definitely fighting against some ingrained perceptions. The big challenge is probably re-educating people about material innovation. You know, modern latex or latex blends maybe aren't the same as the traditional image people have. It's about showing off its stretch, maybe its durability, maybe they've even worked on moisture wicking somehow, or maybe it's combined cleverly with other fabrics. But yeah, the perception hurdle is massive. Taking it from niche or costume to something seen as functional for everyday activity, it really signals a serious push against those traditional boundaries of what fabrics are for.
So if we kind of pull all these threads together, what does this really mean for you listening? I think this deep dive really shows how materials that were once, you know, kept in specific boxes, niche uses, subcultures, whatever, they're now stepping out boldly into the mainstream light. And it's not just about pushing boundaries in terms of expression, though that's part of it. They seem to be redefining comfort, design, maybe even practicality in ways we wouldn't have expected just a few years back. It's pretty fascinating watching those lines get blurred. So we've gone from one really standout, jaw-dropping moment on a gray carpet in Times Square, all the way to seeing this much broader picture of like a quiet latex fashion revolution happening. Sarah Niles' F1 premiere outfit was the perfect, really striking way in. It showed us how a material maybe once considered strictly niche is now moving pretty smoothly from high glamour, like we saw there, to athleisure and maybe even towards everyday wear.
Yeah, and if we connect this back to the bigger picture, that moment with Sarah Niles, it really brings up an interesting question for you to think about. As fashion keeps playing with new materials, new aesthetics, how do these choices reflect or maybe even shape our own changing ideas about what feels elegant or powerful or even just normal or everyday in our own lives? It makes you think, doesn't it? How the actual feel of a fabric, the way it hangs, can completely change the statement you're making.